It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, check this out. I really want to bring some attention to this article from the New York Times and to the story of Carol. Now, this article is not very long. It flew under the radar, and I'll link it in the description below, but I want to provide some commentary because it is a perfect illustration of just the journey a town goes on when they face the consequences of their vote. It's titled, "A Missouri Town Was Solidly Behind Trump. Then Carol was detained." And this is a story that we've sort of revisited, at least the theme of this. I mean, read this post from Jake Cowan. This was posted on Facebook. He lives in Florida. There was a bust that happened today. He posted, "Lost a lot of good men today. I like Trump, but this isn't what I voted for. This will absolutely kill the economy in construction. I thought he was going after gang members and criminals with warrants, not hardworking guys. He's going after hardworking guys, hardworking women. He's going after children with cancer. He's going after old people who have been here for decades, and a lot of the time with no due process." Here's the thing. If there's like a criminal in the country who came here illegally and refuses to stop committing crimes, sure, deport them with due process, of course, but that's not what's happening. But that's not what's happening. We are seeing students that are going to Harvard getting their visas stripped away. Students that go to Columbia getting their visas stripped away for making a post on social media when they were studying to be a doctor or a lawyer. We're seeing the smartest of students, we're seeing the sickest of kids all being deported with no due process. And it's absolutely absurd. It brings me to this story. For 20 years, Carol Hui had served waffles, raised her children, and embraced the small town of Kennett, Missouri. Her detention and pending deportation has hit the entire community hard. This is a close-knit town that has gone through a journey together. And I want to know what you guys think. Let's talk about this. It'll be a quick read. Let's start here. The first sign of trouble came early this month when Carol didn't show up for her shift at John's Waffle and Pancake House. She was a very reliable worker. She lived in a conservative farming hub of 10,000 people in the state's southeastern boot heel. In the 20 years since she arrived from Hong Kong, she had built a life and a family in Kennett, the town with 10,000 people, working two waitressing jobs and cleaning houses on the side. She began every morning at the bustling diner. Quote, "Everyone knows Carol," said Lisa Dry, a Kennett city councilwoman. It sounds like a town where everybody knows everybody. That all ended on April 30th, when federal immigration officials summoned Carol, 45, whose legal name is Ming Li Hui, to their office in St. Louis, a three-hour drive from Kennett. Her partner, a Guatemalan immigrant, had voiced suspicion about the sudden call, but quote, "I didn't want to run," Ms. Hui said in a jailhouse phone interview. "I just wanted to do the right thing." This sentence hits hard. She said in a jailhouse phone interview. In this photo above, you can see was taken, I believe, during the same conversation. But to continue, she was arrested and jailed to await deportation. Ms. Hui's detention has forced a rural Missouri county to face the fallout of President Trump's immigration crackdown, which was supported in theory by many residents in this Trump-loving corner of an increasingly red America. What did they think it looked like when Trump said he was going to deport 21 million immigrants? What did they think this looked like? Really quickly, if you made it this far in the video, drop a like and watch till the end. That's the best way you can help boost this story and this video as a whole. But we said during the campaign cycle, 100 times, hundreds of times, that there are multiple problems with deporting 21 million illegal immigrants. Number one, there aren't even 21 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Number two, how are you going to do that without accidentally deporting American citizens or deporting people with no due process or deporting people who belong to be here? Number three, how are you going to do that without tanking the economy? You can't. And how are you going to do that without violence? There are so many reasons why it's impractical, but I guess they don't care. This is John's Waffle and Pancake House, where Miss Wheat worked, holding a Carol Day fundraiser that brought in nearly $20,000. Quote, "This lady has the biggest heart in the whole world," the owner said of Miss Hui. And she's sitting in a detention center. This is not what America should be. This is absolutely fucked up. Trump Vance, obviously. Miss Hui's arrest has forced a rural Missouri county where President Trump won 80% of the votes to force the reality of the immigration crackdown. And this is a house in the county. I mean, what do you do when you voted Trump I mean, to the people in this town, and you know somebody very, very closely that is a great, sweet, hardworking person. You know them for a decade, and then you see them being held in a detention center. But to continue, this is where it gets wild. Many are now asking how you can support Carol and also Mr. Trump. Hey, I just asked that. That's wild. Quote, I voted for Donald Trump, and so did practically everyone here, said Vanessa Coward, a friend of Miss Wee from the church. But no one voted to deport moms. We were all under the impression we were just getting rid of the gangs, the people who came here in droves. They really mean like brown people. What do you mean you weren't going to deport moms? Of course, if you're deporting people, they're going to be moms, dads, sons. They're always going to be like a family member. It just shows that somewhere deep down, they have this dehumanizing view, I feel like. She paused, quote, this is Carol. Adam Squires, a one-time candidate for the mayor of Kennett, saw it differently. He did not bear any ill will for Miss Hui, he said, but he voted for Trump, as did 80% of voters in Dunklin County, and was glad to see the deportation campaign reach home. What the hell, Adam Squires? Ashamed to share the name, but quote, they vote for Trump and then they get mad because the stuff starts happening, he said of his neighbors. We've got to get rid of all the illegals. This is just the start. Why? This is somebody who helped make the economy more productive. Miss Wee said the call she received from immigration authorities ordered her to appear in St. Louis without any explanation. At the office, she said, an immigration officer called her into a secure area and initially told her the authorities would help her get a passport. Then she was told that she was being detained for overstaying a tourist visa that expired long ago and that she would be deported. Now, as Miss Hui bounces from county jail to county jail, her name has popped up on prayer lists at local churches in Kennett, Missouri. Her absence was felt, residents said, when she was not at the baseball stands to watch her younger son pitch, nor at the 8th grade graduation to see her older son receive an agricultural science award. She's got a family, and she is being deported. No one voted to deport mom, said Vanessa Coward. And then she takes a photo, a dramatic photo. She voted for Trump. She voted for this. Miss Coward was her religious sponsor when Miss Wee converted to Catholicism earlier this year, learning the Gospels from her Chinese Bible. She became a regular at Sunday morning mass, as was her partner and their three American-born children, a daughter, 7, and 2 sons, 12 and 14. Miss Wee was keenly interested in early Christian martyrs, Miss Coward said. She'd smile and say, God will take care of us. According to the government, Miss Wee does not have a blameless past. In court records, the government said she arrived in the United States from Hong Kong in February of 2004 and paid an American citizen $2,000 to enter a sham marriage with her sometime around 2005. She had hoped the marriage would allow her to get permanent resident status and permit her to travel to Hong Kong to see her dying grandmother and return to the United States afterwards, according to court records. What a monster. She paid someone $2,000 20 years ago to get the status to see her dying grandmother. What a monster. Obviously, I'm joking, but her lawyer, Raymond Bolarchi, said Miss Wee was young and desperate in those days, and she acknowledged that her actions were wrong. Yeah, I mean, I buy it. I'm sorry, but maybe I'm a bleeding heart liberal, but I buy it. Nonetheless, she was working with people who enter as tourists and are usually not allowed to. Celine Horton, a waitress at a local steakhouse, said she and Miss Wee would give each other huge tips when they ate at one another's restaurants. Miss Wee is the reason for the almost everything that Trump is doing. Quote, I can't believe they're doing this to her. They're doing this just to bump up their numbers. Stephen Miller and Tom Homan want to maximize the amount of numbers they can post on Instagram, and it's at the expense of people like Miss Wee. It's at the expense of people like Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. It is absolutely sick, and it's terrible. This sentiment reflects stirring unease nationally over Mr. Trump's handling of immigration, his most potent political issue. Though most Americans in a recent New York Times Siena College survey said they still supported deporting undocumented immigrants, a majority of respondents disapproved of how Mr. Trump was carrying out his immigration policies. It's the same thing as like people say they want the government to be more efficient, but they don't like the way Elon Musk and Doge are going about that, because they're not going about that. They're making the government more efficient for Elon Musk himself. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these breakdowns, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. This article will be in the description below if you want to share it around. Let's bring some attention to it. Love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.